This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Okay, so this hadith shows us the various ways of what is a sadaqah. Most of us, when we say sadaqah, what comes to our mind? Money, donation. No, sadaqah is not just that. So when I, sisters, when I tell you give sadaqah, I don't mean money only. If you can give money, may Allah bless you. Anything, including, subhanAllah, removing something that harms people. For example, plastic is on the way. Why you ignore it and pass? Why? Maybe somebody else will come and slip on it because it's slippery. Or skin of a banana. Or a piece of wood, branch, small branch of tree. Anything that may harm people, remove it. That is sadaqah. You have donated so much money that day, mashallah. Although, you just removed something. Let's see. Kullu sulama. Kullu sulama. What is kullu sulama? Sulama is a joint. In Arabic, sulama is joint. Not Sister Selma, but sulama. Sulama is this. Look. The joints of your fingers, the joints in your hands, your neck, wherever you have a joint. And there are 300 plus joints in our body. Careful. So we must give 300 plus sadaqah every day. When you get up in the morning, what does it mean? You are asleep, tired, dead. You were dead just a few hours ago. When you get up, mashallah, what does it mean? Allah allowed your joints to function. Actually, your joints were dead too. That's why, look at when somebody dies. His or her joints become stiff. That's why you apply oil sometimes before, even also. You do that sometimes. The Malays do that. They put oil on. The person already died. Before they call the mughassil or the mughassila, the man or the woman who washes, they start applying some because it becomes stiff. Subhanallah. Allah lubricates them every day for you and wakes you up and allows them to work. You are not paying attention to how important, for example, is your wrist. By the way, the wrist is an Arabic word. It's a rusg. If I tell you the site, look, 99% of scientific words, all Arabic. Whatever you know is already Arabic. It's just people don't know. English, French, other languages took from Arabic language. So, this, for example, have you seen sometimes you have pain here?
Yeah.
And you have a bandage, you cannot even move it? Or your finger here, whatever, thumb. SubhanAllah, just let it be. So Allah is saying, oh my slave, indirectly through Rasulullah SAW, he's telling us, oh my slaves, this is a big ni'mah to be able to move your knees and this and that. And you are not paying attention. You should pay sadaqah for it. It's not for free. What is that sadaqah? Not necessarily money. Rasulullah made it easy for us. What is it, O Messenger of Allah? He said, every morning the sun rises, there is a compulsory sadaqah to be given on every Muslim when it comes to his joints. As a sign of gratitude to His Majesty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To judge justly between two people is sadaqah. So judges, alhamdulillah, they can be in their court and having sadaqah. Huh? Your sister is a judge, let's say, or your brother. He's a judge. She's a judge. Tell him, mashallah, lucky you. If you do justice, from the moment you start, although you are paid for it, actually you are giving sadaqah so much. Because you're doing justice. You mother, your son hits the other child. And you make justice. Justice means you return thing, not share it. It doesn't belong to him. It belongs to this boy. And you have to scold your son. That is justice. So justice between any... justice between your kids in bed. You buy them the same bed. Not one luxurious mattress and one that sleeps, mashallah. One Abu Dhar al-Ghifari, one I don't know. And it doesn't work like that. You buy shoes, same. Same quality at least. One wants blue, one was no problem. That's their liking. But not one 300 ringgit and one 20 cents. Doesn't work like that. That is justice. Yes, sister.
Chef, for a housewife, right? We seldom go out.
Yes.
So is it okay if you're doing a house tour and possibly a sadaqah?
If you do what? Sorry?
House tour.
Yes. Yes. Come in. Don't worry. Yeah, Sheikh. Come in. A woman in her house, like you, most of your housewives. Actually, you are lucky to be a housewife. Ask the hardworking sisters. They may have money, but it's too tough. Too tough. Stress, sister. Stress. At least you have stress of your husband and kids. They have stress of 300 workers, I don't know what. Finance, 7,000. What is this? Why you want that? And after a while, you start feeling so tired and exhausted. Serious. Ask the working ladies. And they will never appreciate you, no matter what you do to them. Have you seen?
Yes.
You build up the company. Those people were about to break without you. SubhanAllah, at the end, they make you hear even bad words. People are like that. What can you do? But with Allah, you do good. He thanks you. Do you know one of the names of Allah is Ash-Shakur? Ash-Shakur means the grateful. Allah is grateful. Yes, He's grateful to you when you do good. Ya Allah, whatever I did good is yours. For example, the knowledge Allah gave me, it's His. He still thanks you. Sadaqah, you give sadaqah, He thanks you for it. Ya Allah, the money is yours. You gave Him the money. He wants you to be like that. So He thanks you. Okay, so I'm coming to that. Don't worry. So doing justice between two people is a sadaqah. You help someone to get onto his ride, like an old lady or a man getting, you wait for him or her, you open the door, you let them sit properly, especially your parents, huh? Mother, she's slow now. She's not like she used to. Because of you, you slow her down. You ate all of her calcium when you were inside. Now you are saying, why my mom is so slow? Wait, you're going to be super slow. When you reach her age, you realize. So, you, someone handicapped, subhanAllah, that's sadas. So I wait for you, let's say. You're getting out from your car, from your home. You're reversing, which is very bad here. Malaysians, they don't do it. When you're reversing, no one wants to wait and let you come. No, they say, the road is mine. And they speed up in this. This is very dangerous. Do you know here in America, if you drive more than 20 kilometers per hour, they can take you to jail? Yes. They pass. Imagine your son, God forbid, something, he wants to cross, go to his friend's house, and he passed. Or your cat, or whatever. My God. By the time he slams the brake, he touches him. No, sisters, careful, you too. When you drive here, slow. Slow, slow, slow. So, you wait for that person. It's yours. The road is yours. It's your right. But you let him come and, alhamdulillah, that is sadaqah. May Allah bless you. Especially if he's engaged, or she's engaged. They're engaged to come out. If they're still there, they should wait. Things like that. That's sadaqah, Sheikh. Yes, that's sadaqah. So helping someone, carrying someone's luggage and putting in it, it's a sadaqah. Carrying a bag of someone somewhere. One of your sisters is coming and having books, extra bags. May Allah forgive her. She has, I don't know how many bags. You carry with her one bag. That's sadaqah. Okay. Good. Wa alaykum salam. Wa yu'inu ar-rajula 'ala dabbatihi fa yahmiluhu 'alayha aw yarfa'u 'alayha mata'ahu sadaqah. والكلمة الطيبة صدقة. Good word. You look good, mashallah. That's a good word. صدقة. You see a sister sick or worried, you say, you look good. Huh? You give them hope. Don't say, what's wrong with you today? You look like you're going to die after 1 hour. 1 hour, she dies because of you. psychology. Serious. Don't say that. So al-karim al-tayyib, especially when you visit someone sick. When someone is in hospital or at home sick, say good words, positive. And please don't say what's happening in the world. So-and-so is about to divorce so-and-so. Yaka. This lady wants to hear good words, not so-and-so wants to divorce so-and-so. No, just good words or nothing. Good news. وَكُلُّ خُطْوَةٍ يَخْطُوهَا إِلَى الصَّلَاةِ صَدَقَةٍ. Tell your poor husband how much sadaqah they lose. Every step your husband, your son, takes towards the masjid is a sadaqah. On you too. Why? You told him. You reminded him. You woke him up. So every step we do, sisters, including you, when you go, let's say, pray in the masjid, it's a sadaqah. Why you don't go to the masjid, sisters? Sometimes you have nothing to do. Nothing. And sometimes you are near the masjid. If you go inside and make wudu, you don't die. But your makeup prevents you. Sheikh, if I go, they see my real face. They see my hand to nature. Allahu Akbar. La ilaha illallah. Sisters, masjid, you go, you wash your face, and you fix your telekum, and then you pray. Then you go home. Or go wherever you want to go. Careful. Many ladies miss salat because of their makeup. Alhamdulillah. Yesterday we talked about a little bit, and alhamdulillah, today I see my sisters practicing. May Allah bless them. Alhamdulillah. Jazakumullah khair. You gave me sadaqah this morning. Jazakumullah khair. And you look much better without those things. La ilaha illallah. Okay. So, going to the masjid with every footstep, sadaqah. Yes. So how many sadaqahs I'm losing every day? How many chances of sadaqah? Sheikh, is it the same to go driving? Yes. It's the same. Don't worry, just go driving. Better walking. Walking is actually your what? Daily exercise. You walk to the masjid.
Sheikh, why do some people still say that it's fitnah for women to be seen?
No, because some women, they don't go properly. Mm-hmm. But if a sister covers herself and goes to the masjid and come out straight to her home, fitna. No, it's not fitna. Fitna if she doesn't dress properly, if she goes there and start talking nonsense. Yes, but if you go there, pray, mashallah, shake hand with the sisters around you and go back to your home. Where is the fitna? Fitna also to leave the kids alone. If you have small kids, babies, and you leave them and go, that is fitna. You yourself in this age, let's say, your children are, alhamdulillah, quite safe. And you go to the masjid, what is the problem? And there is a maid with them, or there is no problem with وَيُمِيطُ الْأَذَى عَنِ الطَّرِيقِ صَدَقًا. And removing harmful things from the way is a sadaqah. So it's not sadaqah, one thing. Alhamdulillah, plenty of sadaqah. Now back to the question of sister Nurfasila. How about the women who stay home? Housewives. Or home engineers, so that you don't get upset. We have to come up with new words for you. Yeah, home engineer. The lady who stays in her house, actually she has more pahala than the lady who leaves her house. Serious. Because Allah, when He created the family, He made the man to be outside the house, to go be the breadwinner. Most of the time, the man is supposed to be outside the house. The woman is supposed to be inside the house. And Allah didn't put any burden on her when it comes to providing. Now, when she agrees with her husband and they agree how to go out and this and that, that's their issue. We are saying what's the most ideal way to run a family. Is that the husband gets out of the house. The woman looks after. So he brings for her what she needs for them to live happy life. And she enjoys raising her children. And, mashallah, running or administrating or managing the finance of the house. It's the other way today. So men are inside and women are outside. Mm-hmm. And this is the problem, my sisters. Alpha became Omega and Omega became Alpha. Now, father raising children, mother outside, working, beating, pressure, highway, traffic jam. And you can't take it, sisters. You cannot take the stress. The stress of outside is not for you. SubhanAllah. Do you know women are medically stronger than men? Medically. But not physically. What is physically? Physically, man is stronger than you. He can carry things, you can't. But medically, in terms of pain, you take the pain of birth, we can't. A fraction of that birth kills a man. What you go through during labor can kill a man. If a man goes through that, he dies. So women are not medically weak. That's why they can carry babies and raise them and wake up at night. Or SubhanAllah. You want another stress that Allah didn't put on you of outside, you break. You got it?
This problem about role reversal that in men is going to be more acute because as
it's getting
I see,
worse.
Because as I see it, the men do not want to work, and that's why a lot of companies they prefer to take in women because women are more hardworking.
True, but it's a political issue. There should be political decision that the companies must hire men first and punish them if they don't. Umar ibn Khattab, if he finds men sitting, doing nothing, he goes to them. What are you doing here? What are you doing? Why you don't have a job? Why aren't you working? This is how. One way to punish is we don't give you our daughter. You don't have a job. You go. Marriage. You know. You just give him. It's okay. One day, inshallah. Then your daughter suffers. She start, and you start working on your son-in-law. Providing for him food and car. It's okay. So that my daughter be happy. What is this? Mm. Yes. Yes, sister.
She has to work with no choice, but that becomes sadaqa.
Definitely. Like you. Takbir. Like you. Mother, widow, or divorcee, and she has to really work. She has no one to provide for her after Allah Azza wa Jal. She can work, no problem. I'm talking about a woman whose husband is doing very well. Now, unless that position you are in is very important and it doesn't clash with your responsibility as a wife, as a mother, no problem. Part-time. But no. For example, your own baby cannot suckle your milk anymore. What's that? Because your boss needs you, or boss putting so much. Boss or baby? The B of boss or the B of baby? Choose. I choose my baby, not my boss. Things like that. So let's stick to this, the subject of sadaqah. A mother, housewife, whatever she does, cooking, cleaning, washing dishes, whatever she does, subhanAllah, it is her sadaqah. Sadaqah to whom? To her husband and children. Sadaqah to yourself. Do you know when you are really thirsty and you buy some water in order to quench the thirst, it's sadaqah on yourself? Huh? You stop somewhere, you buy some water. Bismillah, niyyah is, Ya Rab, I'm so thirsty, I want to drink this water as a sadaqah on myself. Yes, that money becomes sadaqah on yourself. Allah rewards you for it. Pahala. Although you drink it. How about you buy to others with you, or you see a worker very thirsty. Like sometimes we don't pay attention. These people, contractor who clean, why we don't give them some water? Why? These people are cleaning our streets. Too hot sometimes. You go outside, oh my God, what is this? It's too hot. And poor people, you know, they are cleaning your... I'm not saying give them, but you have to, wa alaykum salam, you have to Think about that. Yes. They are humans. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, for every liver, there is a sadaqah. What does it mean for every liver? For everything that Allah created liver, there is sadaqah. I want to open, since I remembered something, I want to open bracket. You know, in Surah Al-Nahl, this has nothing to do with our subject, but since I remembered liver, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, يَخْرُجُ مِنْ بُطُونِهَا, about the bee. He said, يَخْرُجُ مِنْ بُطُونِهَا, from the stomachs, plural, stomachs of the bees, come honey. They found that each bee has three stomachs. When you study the bee, it has three. One where she puts the pollen. When she takes the pollen, she stores it there. Then she passes it on to the second where she makes honey. Then she takes little bit from the honey to feed herself. It goes to the third stomach where poop comes out. So the honey will not be mixed with the poop. It comes out later on when she goes to the hive and vomits it. She makes honey. The Quran said, Butuniha. When they studied, just recently, when they studied, they found 1, 2, 3. He didn't say, Batniha, 1. From stomach, every one of us has only one stomach. The bees have 3. SubhanAllah. So the Quran is from God. Because this just recently discovered. This is a new scientific discovery. La ilaha illallah. To show you that lucky you are Muslim. Thank Allah for being Muslim. So my dear sisters, we continue now. Don't worry. So look, you prepare your children for school. Sadaqah. It's not easy. Especially mother, she wakes up early, although she's sick or tired, she prepares the kid, mashallah, send them to school. You drive them to school, is sadaqah. What? Sheikh, yes, you drop them there, make sure you prepare their lunch or their sandwiches, whatever. So, you want to get tired of sadaqah? Because sometimes you go upset, why only me? It's a sadaqah.
In any day, there is no day that we are not doing good deeds.
Very good. But you should make niyyah. No. Very good. You should say from now on, like every morning when I get up, alhamdulillah, I say, Ya Rab, I'm offering you this day. Ya Allah, accept it from me. Whatever good I do, please accept it. Whatever mistake I make, please forgive me. But I intend to do whatever my day is for Allah. Or inna salati wa nusuki wa mahyai wa mamati lillahi rabbil alameen ala sharika. وَبِذَلِكَ أُمَرْتُ أَنَا مِنْ مُسْلِمِ. I mean, you have to be what we call niya. So, Ya Rab, I'm intending any good, my class today, your class coming, sadaqah, on yourself. So there is sadaqah on yourself, there is sadaqah on your family, there is sadaqah to people you don't know. There is sadaqah on animals, there is sadaqah on plants. Let's say for 2-3 days it doesn't rain. Can you stay 2-3 days without water? Yalla, start watering your plants.